Australia's outback, one of the last frontiers on Earth. 2,000 miles of merciless terrain, seared by long months without rain. It takes a rare breed to survive here. In a land where crocodiles outnumber humans 3-1. As the dry season begins and waterways recede, these deadly predators are on the move, coming ever closer to livestock and people. For the next 12 weeks, a group of men will risk everything. They are outback hunters, world open. Australia's Northern Territory, home of a vast sweep of the outback, known as the Top End. First inhabited by the Aborigines 40,000 years ago, Australia was claimed as a colony by Great Britain in 1788. It was used as a prison outpost for convicts and rebels for the next 150 years. The Top End was the last area settled by Britain, thanks to one of the most dangerous reptiles on Earth, the saltwater crocodile. A deadly predator that can reach 21 feet and over 2,000 pounds. Hunted to near extinction in the 1970s, crocs became a protected species 41 years ago. Since then, the croc population has exploded, with deadly consequences. In just the last two decades, crocs have killed 40 humans and tens of thousands of cattle. To try to control these dangerous beasts, Australia's government issues permits each season to cull them. But unlike Louisiana, hunting with baited hooks is outlawed here, and for most, so are guns. In Australia's outback, dangerous crocodiles must be captured alive and secured before either being sold to crocodile breeding farms or killed and processed for their valuable hide, skull, and meat. Only in extreme circumstances can the croc be shot dead on the spot. In the Top End, hunters capture crocs alive using the weapon dating back to the 1600s, hand-thrown harpoons.